Welcome to the consulting rooms. We are sorry, all our appointments for today are fully booked. Please stay on the line if you have a medical emergency or to make pre-bookable routine appointments. More appointments will be released the next working day at 8 a.m. All calls are recorded for monitoring and training purposes. Verbal or physical abuse towards staff will not be tolerated. Please listen carefully to all of the following options before making your choice. If you're calling to make an appointment, to request a home visit, or make an annual review appointment, please press 1. If you're calling for test results done by the practice, which are available between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, please press 2. For all other inquiries, please press 3. You are in queue position
1.
Please stay on the line and...
Good afternoon, the consulting rooms. Karen speaking, how can I help?
Hi Karen, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today, you okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to hear. It's just a quick phone call in relation to a subject access request which we sent to yourselves on the 30th of April. I'm just wondering if it's possible if you could confirm receipt. Can I provide you with our client's date of birth?
Okay, yep.
So 22nd of August, 1979.
And who are you calling from, sorry?
MMA Legal.
MMA Legal. Right, hold on 2 seconds.
No problem.
So you sent in a subject access request form. What was the name?
The name of the patient is Henry Burgess.
So you just want to see if we received it?
From what I look like on my systems, it looks like there's been a mistake on our end. So we've tried to send it an email, but we don't actually have an email address for your practice. If you're able to confirm if Henry Burgess is a patient at the practice, could you provide me with the email address so we can send you a subject access request?
So you've not actually sent it yet, you're just looking for the correct email address?
Yeah, that's correct, because it seems as though we tried to send it previously and we've put it in our systems for it to be sent via email, but there actually isn't an email address attached to your practice on our system, so it wouldn't have sent. So if you're able to provide me with the email address, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Hold on a wee second, I'm just going to put you on hold just now, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you very much.
So it's for Henry Burgess?
Yes.
And you're sending over a SARS form. Does he know, obviously, that you're requesting this?
Yeah. So when we send the SAR request, it will come through with a letter of authority, what's been signed by him.
That's fine. Right, okay. So the email address that you send it to is GGC.
Yeah.
So golf Charlie.
Yep.
Golf Papa.
Yeah.
87502.
Yeah.
And it's the word clinical.
Yeah.
So CLINICAL. And then it's at nhs.scot.
Okay, no problem. So just to clarify, the email address is golfcharlie.golfpapa87502 clinical at nhs.scot.
That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much
for
your assistance today.
No,
have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.